Blog Talk Radio.
Dobro jutro. Hola. Bonjour. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network reaching listeners, not only locally, but nationally, internationally. Imagine Live with Kathy reaching listeners in any country in the world. How exciting, and you're all invited to call in. The guest call-in number, 347-637-3789. Guest call-in number, 347-637-3789. Imagine, by logging on to blogtalkradio.com, click on, discover what the world has to say, thousands of shows, and millions of listeners. What product, service, what risks have you taken in your life that are newsworthy? Today's show is Risky Challenges. But we'll get into it. You know, I take a risk every time I do a talk radio show. Is it going to go right? Will I be happy with it? Will I resonate with my listeners? You take a risk every time you walk out of the house. You take a risk every time you get in that car. You take a risk as a public speaker. You never know when someone in the audience is going to challenge you. Yeah, I'm a risk taker. I have to digress now, and I have to come back to giving out my info, but I have to tell you this. I speak on international cruise ships. Was I on the Royal Odyssey or what it was? I don't remember, but prior to my first presentation, my speech, I noticed that there was one woman that just kept following me. If I were running the deck, she would be there. If I were on the elliptical in the gym, she would be there. And she would just follow me. And I thought, gee, I have a fan. Isn't this great? Now, I can't remember if she made verbal contact with me. But now, let me set the scene. The auditorium was packed. And the cruise director was there. He's the one that hires you. And I thought, oh, this is great. And I saw that she was in the audience, but way far back. And the topic had to be the choices that you made in your life. And I went on and on and on. I mean, it was glorious. I was right on. And I thought, this is great. Her hand went up halfway through my presentation. And I thought, well, that's rather unusual. And, you know, smug me, I thought, oh, great. She's going to really sing my praises and tell everyone how exciting it was to watch me every day. Honor my commitment to fitness. And she got up. And she said, I've been listening to you now for the last 20 minutes. It's nothing but a crock of crap. Now, how about that? The auditorium is filled with hundreds of passengers. The entertainment director, the cruise director was there, not the captain. It was a crock of crap. And I stopped for a moment, and I had to smile. I said, gee, God, thanks so much. Smug me was just going to stand here and just, you know, take on all of the accolades. Instead, I get Broomhilda. Ah, so I let her continue on. And when I said, my turn, and I said, why are you here? I asked her, why are you here? Well, I've been watching you, and you seem to have a dedication to fitness, and then I found out that you were the lecturer, so I decided to come and see what you got. I said, well, obviously, what I got hasn't resonated with you. Why is that? Oh, well, she went on to tell me about all of the good fortune that her sister has had in life, and she has nothing. And I said, really? Do you have a mirror in your handbag? And if you don't, and all of you out there, get your mirror out. Look in the mirror and say hello to the creator of your life. You've created your life. Even if you chose to live your life according to the dictates of other people, you made that choice. And you, miss, you made your choice. So when you leave, go to the cabin, look in the mirror, and I mean really look into your eyes, and say hello to the creator of your life. You designed it. No one held a gun to you to say you have to do it. It was your choice. You're into blaming, and that's not what life is all about. But thank you so much for sharing. Well, she got up and left. And the audience just burst into applause. Whenever I do a show, I'm taking a risk. The Silver Fox and I left this morning early, got to the gym. We took a risk in the car. We took a risk on the elliptical, cross-training the track. Are you a risk taker or not? No guts, no glory. Now, there are some risks that I won't take. And we'll talk about bungee jumping and inverted boots. You've heard me talk about it before and how dangerous these risky things are. So, are you a risk taker? 347-637-3789. I hear so many people say to me, oh, Kathy, I would love to have a book. I would love to be a contributing author, but... Really? The minute the but comes in, or the however, I just step out of their energy, and I just let them ramble on, then step in and say, center with me. Look in my eyes. You're not a risk taker. You're not fearless. You're frightened to death of your talents and how brilliantly talented you are. And you're frightened to death of the success that you could have. But you don't have the guts to step out of your box, your comfort zone, and take that leap of faith. Well, God doesn't want me. Oh, don't blame God. Don't blame your parents. Don't blame your spouse. Don't blame your siblings. There is no blame. It's all choices. They either come back to embrace you or to bite you in the butt. Oh, you're afraid of disappointment? Well, then 14 of us were not afraid. In the book Choices, Awe-Inspiring Choices Revealed by Successful Entrepreneurs, introduced by Kathy Watson. Get the book. You could order it through me, 847-882-8717, or log on Amazon.com, Author House, Barnes & Noble, and read the true stories of 14 people that took the first step to the 1,000-mile walk. You know, they say that life is a journey. Of course it is. Well, why don't you enjoy it? It's not a dress rehearsal. It is right now. Right now. What risk? What dream? What is it that you have that's dancing in your heart that you want to share with the world? Or are you too scared? You know, there are dream stealers. I know that. But we have to teach people how to treat us. And if you're not getting the respect and if you're not getting the treatment that you really deserve, then you better do some house cleaning. I do house cleaning every month. In fact, August 1st is coming up. I will review my whole month of July and decide who stays and who doesn't. Now, it works both ways. If I feel that I have not served someone, then I need to let them know that I fell short of my mark. How could I make it better? And it's either going to work or it isn't. Rhea, in the book Choices, she said, you know, Kathy, there are many roads to take. There are many choices to make. But the reality is you got to be you. There's no one like you. There isn't a thumbprint or a snowflake. There ain't nobody like you. Why don't you want to be unique? Set yourself apart from the herd. Soar with the eagles. Are you a risk taker? Not only in sports, but even if you have to resolve a very unsettling conversation or argument that you've had with someone in your life. Are you just going to whine about it and say boo-hoo, boo-hoo, boo-hoo? Oh, come on. Three reasons for an upset. Thwarted intention, undelivered communication, and unfulfilled expectations. Why don't you talk about it? I'm thinking of Grandma Moses, the artist. What was she, 70, 80 years old? Kentucky Fried Chicken. He took a risk every day. He had a dream. He had this recipe for delicious chicken. Lived in his car. And he was 70 years old. And he went from restaurant to restaurant, begging, pleading with them, not even charging them. Try the recipe. 1,007 said no. He didn't give up. You see, in Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich, Napoleon Hill said, you're 3 inches from gold and you quit. Quit. Why? Because you don't have enough belief in you. Success is failure turned inside out, the silver tint of the clouds of doubt. And you can never tell how close you are, or it may be near when it seems so far. So stick to the fight when your heart is hit. It's when things seem worse that you must not quit. And he didn't. Thomas Edison didn't. They persevered. But fast forward to the 21st century. We're products of negative thinking. Our parents, our peers, when we were growing up, they didn't know any better. They did the best they could. And even today, we function from our state of awareness. We're doing exactly what we only know what to do. It's either a good choice or it isn't. And if it isn't, then for heaven's sake, learn from it. Are you a risk taker? Risky challenges. 347-637-3789. You can email kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. You could write to me, Post Office Box 95913. And log on, kathywatsonspeaks.com, simplyageless.net, http://2kathysimplyageless.yourvirtualportal.com. So I gave you three sites. Now, the beauty of the show is that it is archived. So after the show, you could log on blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson and click on today's date, July 29th. Where did 7 months go? I remember January 1st. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Excitement, the anticipation. But you see, you're planning it. This morning when you got up, there was a blank canvas. It's up to you to paint your life. You're the Michelangelo. You have to see it in your mind's eye. Use the five senses. Touch it, feel it, hear it, say it, embrace it. Or are you Miss Chicken Little? Oh, you really do it, but that chicken chatter, who does she think she is? I'm Kathy Watson. I belong to the world. My vision is to be on the world stage. I will take every risk. I don't see it as a risk. I see it as a challenge. Now, when you're on my site, click on video. Yeah, Roger and I took the challenge. We took the risk. It was risky business. I'm an octogenarian. He's pushing 50. I'm an exercise evangelist. He's a couch potato. He has a magnificent singing voice. Soul songs and Shakespeare. Even though Shakespeare was born in 1564, his works portray many of the same themes found in the great soul songs written 400 years later. James Brown and the Bard. Soul songs and Shakespeare. Our bags are packed. We'd love to entertain you at your corporate event, your business event, your private event. Rates are individually assessed. No one in the world has thought of it. We created this in 2010. It's 2014. Has it gone as quickly as I would like? No, because there are some things that Roger and I didn't do, but it's okay. We're making up for it now. And hey, look, we're going to embrace all the ages. Who wouldn't want to see an octogenarian in a gold lame float with all of her jewels and Roger, a couch potato? Brilliantly talented. So we got the ages covered. We've got all of the ages covered. And you know what? You're all catching up with me. Mm-hmm. So how are you designing your life? Let me share a story with you. The Rubik's Cube should have fallen into obscurity. Somehow it didn't. Now, I don't know too much about it, but I guess it's a bit challenging. A twist of faith. Erno Rubik was an interior design instructor in Budapest in 1974 when he decided that the students in his form studies class on the abstract properties of shape might benefit from a physical model. He didn't plan, he didn't dream about creating the cube. With rubber bands, paper clips, wooden blocks, Rubik fashioned a fist-sized cube from smaller cubes that could turn while still hewing to the hole. The cube was built to symbolize symmetry, but it threw cubic a curve. It was also a puzzle. Even a few twists made it difficult to return the small cubes to their starting positions. It was surprising and deeply emotional, Rubik tells Smithsonian. I'm taking it from the Smithsonian magazine. With an inherent element of problem solving that brought with it complexity, difficulty, and experimental value. 40 years after its birth, the Rubik's Cube still beguiles. It inspired a $5 million exhibit this year at New Jersey's Library Science Center. And it received the ultimate Silicon Valley salute, a turn as a doodle on Google's homepage. No less a figure of the times than Edward Snowden, the NSA whistleblower, told journalists they'd find him in Hong Kong at a Hong Kong hotel by looking for a dude with a cube. The puzzle has insinuated itself so deeply into our culture that it is easy to forget the story of its improbable birth and near deaths. He didn't even know what he was making, but he knew something. Rubik wasn't a marketing savant in 1974, but a shy 29-year-old living with his parents in communist Hungary. He tried to sell American toy makers on his doodad, but one after another balked, too cerebral, they thought, until a vice president at Ideal Toy Company in New York annoyed colleagues by twiddling one during a meeting. It was making this clicking sound, recalls former Idol exec Stuart Sims. The company's president turned and said, "What are you doing?" Ideal, which rode the teddy bear to riches, decided to take a chance on the cube, the Ideal Toy Company. If its inventor could prove it was solvable, could you solve it? Sims met with Rubik in 1979 in the courtyard of a Budapest hotel. He solved it in 2 minutes. Sims recalled some 150 million sold from 1980 to 1982. Hey, against all odds, if you don't present, if you don't ask, if you don't step forward, it's an automatic, you're nothing, it's a no. Plastic, against all odds. Listen to me. A plastic cube with color stickers came to rival Pac-Man and Duran Duran as an 80s icon. It soon had its own TV show, ABC's Rubik the Amazing Cube. Orthopedic symptoms, Rubik's wrist, cubist thumb, an art human, Rubik cubism. Besotted mathematicians outdid one another formulating speeding algorithms. The magic cube, the cognitive scientist, Douglas Hofstadter, gushed in Scientific America, was a model and a metaphor for all that is profound and beautiful in science. Like all crazes, this one soon faded. Cubers, teenagers mostly, played on it in the shadows until a decade ago when they found one another on the web and set up speed cubing tournaments, now held in more than 50 countries. The world record for the fastest solve set in 2013 by a Dutch team, 5 minutes and 55 seconds. Why does a middle-aged plastic puzzle with one right combination and 43 quadrillion wrong ones still seduce in our digital age? Because it talks to human universals while remaining languageless, says Rubik, mostly though its appeal is part of the mystery of the cube itself. Go online. Check it out. I'm going to find the cube. And I found this by sheer accident. I was opening this, the Hunt for Africa's Most Notorious Elephant Poacher. Oh, in the War of 1912 Under the Rainbow. Oh, this is awesome. And I just opened it. And fate, I just opened to page 24. It is July and August. A twist of fate. He didn't know. Why not? So stick to the fight when your heart is hit. It's when things seem worse that you must not quit. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Heard worldwide. Discover what the world has to say. Call in is 347-637-3789. You can email me at kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. You could write to me at Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. And you could call me on my landline, 847-882-8717. I have caller ID, but please leave a message. Otherwise, I won't pick up. And then I'll call you right back. I don't want it to be at your expense. And then I'm going to give you my three websites again, KathyWatsonSpeaks.com, SimplyAgeless.net, and http://2, Kathy, C-A-T-H-I, Simply Kathy, Simply Ageless, .yourvirtualportal.net. We'll talk about virtual portal in just a little bit. It's a new technology. It is absolutely incredible way to advertise your product, your business, just a teeny tiny portion of the cost. If you were to hire a firm to do your advertising, you see, smartphones, computers, videos, they're taking the forefront. They are taking over. And virtual portal, log on it, http://2, Kathy, simplyageless.yourvirtualportal.com. Next to nothing to get your story out there. Did you ever think of being on radio? Live with Kathy is sponsor-driven, but I think of it more of as a consortium. It is a partnership, an absolute partnership where we come together and we learn and grow together. Yep, I know, I'm an octogenarian, and we're shaping the world, honey. From fitness to fashion, I refuse to take glamour out of aging. Aging has been theorized, intellectualized, spiritualized, but never glamorized. What has age got to do with it? You know, the world thinks we're crazy. We are. Americans are insane. They have this pandemic chokehold on youth. That's great. That's great. But we, darlings, are shaping your world. Yeah, so live with it. You want to be on talk radio? Be part of this worldwide consortium? I have an introductory offer. It's 10 weeks. Call me at 847-882-8717. And let's talk. Let's get acquainted. And then if we're a match, I will work with you on your commercial. It's heard 4 times a week, 40 times in the 10 weeks. And then I invite you, it's my show, I invite you to co-host a show with me. Isn't that a risk? Do you have any guts? Or are you a pansy? just whining and wimping your way through life. Let's see what you got. Are you a risk taker? Are you a risky challenger? You see, I'm challenging you. Now, I'm going to prep you. And we have the date. We're all set to go, and the show is archived. So, and you get an opportunity to promote your product, your service, your book, your invention, whatever it is, your formula to save the world peace. Your answer to Putin and Russia and the Ukraine. How do some people sleep at night? No matter what it is, you now have the opportunity to promote it, to share it with the world. After the show, give it about 20 minutes, and you could log on, blogtalkradio.com. /Kathy Watson, click on July 29th or your show, whatever it is. It could be August 1st. It could be in September. I don't know. Now. Reality sets in. You. Did you hear me? You are going to listen to you. And at the end of the show, ask yourself one question. After hearing yourself, would you jump up and contact you to get your book, your product, your service, your formula? I don't care what it is. Would you buy it? Would you be interested in knowing more? And you want to know what the reality is? Most say, I think we better tweak it. Because you see, as far as I'm concerned, there's no such thing as constructive criticism. How in the hell can criticism be constructive? We tweak it. We tweak it. And then you get to do it again. You see, it's a learning curve. Radio is a strong communicator reaching out with frequency. It's a powerful marketing tool. Then you're going to email it to everyone in your database, and you're going to ask everyone in their database to email it to their database so millions could be hearing you. And the cost? To nothing. But it's my pleasure. I want people to find out about you. And then I want to find out about you. Is there something that you're harboring that you need to get it out? Could I learn from it? My mind is a sponge. Just give me a moment. Oh, I mean, it was just absolutely beautiful. And it had to do about living in life. Youth is not a time of life. It is a state of mind. Nobody grows old by merely living a number of years. People grow old by deserting their ideals. Raymond Charles Barker said, theologian, the danger of middle age is the fact that most people accept where they are and stop visioning where they want to go because they listen to the naysayers. They listen to people that they didn't fulfill their dream, so they're going to make sure that you don't fulfill your dream. Are you an eagle? Or do you run with the herd, with the head down, going nowhere? Going nowhere. What risks have you taken in life? What challenges have you met face up? Now, there is a challenge that you're going to meet face up. I'm going to digress, but I'm telling you right now, it has to do with your Social Security and Medicare. I'm an advocate on the National Committee to Preserve Social Security and Medicare. Their mission, to protect, preserve, strengthen, and ensure the financial security, health, and the well-being of current and future generations. The billionaires and millionaires. Where greed and power more is not enough. They want to tap into our Medicare. Oh, they better not. Keep your hands off my Medicare. Keep your hands off my Social Security. I earned it the honorable old-fashioned way. I worked for it. And it isn't only about those of you that are approaching Medicare age. It's about the generation upcoming. Take this number down, 800-998-0180. That is 800-998-0180. That's the legislative hotline to reach your elective officials in the state that you live in Congress and the White House. Ours are Kirk and Tam Ducky or Tamsworthy, what her name is. How dare you? I want to level the playing field. Hey, you elitists. What, after 7 or 10 years you've been in elective office, now you get the Dom Perignon of pension, six figures, that follows you into perpetuity. And your health care, we want that. Why can't we all be one? All of you legislators, even you, Obama, when you took the oath, what oath did you take? To unite us, to be one? Then let's level the playing field. We either get your pension and health care, or you join us with our Medicare and Social Security. And you can volunteer, too, to get involved. 800-998-0181. I'm telling you. If, you see, they're going to go home for recess. This is August. If you don't, you deserve everything that happens to you. We must send them off with a powerful reminder. From constituents, us, we put them there. That seniors will not accept any cuts to our Medicare. And Doge, oh, it's Tammy Duckworth. Yeah, and Kirk. Don't you dare. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, and I guess I'm going to have to do a whole show on the election that's coming up pretty quick because I have a very powerful message to both Quinn and Rauner that are running for the governor of Illinois. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And if you want to know more about being part of my consortium, please call me, 847-882-8717. Imagine me holding an audience spellbound while I introduce your business product service on Live with Kathy, reaching the world. And it's archived. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Ironworkers District Council of Chicago and Vicinity. The mission and the purpose is to educate you, to recognize ironworkers are co-creators of art in the form of creative construction. to illuminate the character of iron workers, their hidden talents, to pay homage to their commitment to family, work ethics revealed, not only in their artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood and solidarity. Did you know that iron workers offer a full spectrum in career development? Earn while you learn is college or the Dompignon of trades. So you have to qualify. There's an apprenticeship, 4 years. Log on ironworkers.org. And during the 4 years, you're learning, you're making money, your health care is taken care of, your pension is taken care of. How sweet is that? You go to college, fine. Don't waste your time. And unless you're a trust fund baby or someone picked up your tab, got a scholarship, don't waste it. This is not a dress rehearsal. This is your life right now. Log on ironworkers.org. I worked out this morning. Park District, do you have one? Call them. Tell them you're a bored and lonely senior. By the way, you now gave aging a shady reputation, a distasteful reputation. I don't care what your age is. If you're bored and lonely, it's your choice. You have the park districts, and we have the good fortune to have Rika Kauf, who is the director of the 50-plus consortium. I don't drive. Well, why don't you find out if they will get you coming and going? Don't whine. Seniors, listen to me. When you're asked how you are, I don't want to hear your litany. Why don't you just say, I'm in gratitude. I'm alive today. There are some people that I run the other way, or I'll just say hi. They have a one-track mind. This hurts that. Everything is going to hurt. But now remember, we have the big farmers that are going to take your money and give you a little Band-Aid to get you better. When are you going to take responsibility for you? Or is it too risky? Log on heparks.org. We have a great CPA. Greg McIntyre, man, he's good. ahtax@ameritech.net. ahtax@ameritech, ameritech.net. When you feel good, you look good. And if you look good, you feel good. And don't tell me that looks don't matter. Oh, yeah, they do. The beauty industry, I don't care what it is. If the world was coming to an end tomorrow, they'd make $1 billion because we women wanted to look beautiful for the last of the day, for the end of the days. Everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks. Oh, stress, toxicity, trauma. They're all your choices, and they're leading factors in premature aging and even death. Did you know that anger releases toxins into the body? Of course you have to handle the situation, but it's how you handle it that makes the difference in the world. You have ulcers? It's not what you're eating, it's what's eating you. What's eating you? What's eating you? You want to beautify your skin? Log on RevivaLabs.com. I've been with them for 40 years, the leader in skincare. Okay, there are two types of people, TNT and PEP. TNT is toxic negative thinking. PEP is positive energy and powerful with our persona, the hats, the many hats that we wear during the day. Yeah, I know, Shakespeare said the world is a stage and we're all actors, and he talks about wearing different masks. I don't. I just like to say wear a different hat, because you could take the hat off. See, I want to see your face. I want to see the sparkle in your eye. Write this down, www.enamm.com. Edith Nam, who authored the book, Change to a Positive Mindset and Extend Your Lifeline. This is a lady in her late 80s that has been challenged with thyroid, breast, colon, and liver cancer, and her brain is as sharp and acute as a brilliant 20-year-old. Let's see now. Today is July 29th. Do you have more month than money? How you doing paying your bills? Are you a risk taker? Did you know that more people are becoming wealthy today starting from nothing? I started my own home-based business at the age of 25. Hats by Kathy. C-A-T-H-I. I changed the Y to an I, and at that time it cost $2. Oh, you're not smart enough? Oh, yes, you are. You don't need a college degree. And you don't need a ton of money. All you need is that fire in the belly desire to be your own boss. But, darlings, it's a boss. I mean, it's a business. There is a business plan. And you're so fortunate to have me because I know the business plan. With a home-based business, you could fulfill your dreams, your goal, reach your goals, pay your bills. And you're getting this opportunity to challenge yourself while you're making money. It's a learning curve. It's self-growth. It's defining who you are. Call me at 847-882-8717. And then log on, Leticia, L-E-T-E-C-I-A dot, myshackley.com. Click on About Me. And this is Lee Patrick. Read her story. Gosh, she gutsy, gutsy, dynamic diva. She left a legacy. But she'll never be missed because she's in the book Choices. Read her story and stop your whining. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Before I go into our PSA, you have to get the book. It's a fictional book. Tate Publishing, The Second Coming by Thomas A. Patrick. Was the Mayan calendar wrong? What happened to the prophecies of Nostradamus and the future events foretold by many seers, from the Hopi Indians to the Chinese? There is only one man who knows the answer for his discovery of the Yucatan, which begins his worldwide journey to prove that what he has known for a year, the second coming of Christ, has happened. Father Jonathan Deshaies' quest begins with when his discovery of a rare Trinity symbol on the steps of a Mayan temple matches the blood pattern on a torn piece of Christ's burial shroud. He meets three others who felt their own destinies are tied to this discovery. Together, the four men trek through Europe searching for more answers and find that the unique Trinity symbol is now more prevalent than ever before. The second coming is here. Alive. You won't put the book down. It's in soft hard print, ebook, Kindle, and Nook. The cover by Steve, his brother, is brilliant. Tate Publishing. The Second Coming by Thomas Puttrick. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, Risk Takers. Now, let me tell you something. This is a PSA brought to you by contributing authors in Choices, Stephen Stressler, Reviva, From Humble Beginnings to Success, Chuck Brasselton, Insurance and Finance, Frozen Toes and Fingertips, Lee, our Earth Angel, who is now a Heavenly Angel. Oh, Lee, you'll never be forgotten. And how she quit. She took the risk. She quit corporate America to build her own Shackley home-based business. Earned 8 cars. Traversed the world 18 times. This could be you. And there's Rhea. Oh, Kathy, I've just got to be me. And in my story, what is your greatest freedom? Do you know? You see, when you call in, when you reach me on any of the shows, whether you're doing it via archiving or whatever, when you call me, you automatically get a gift. And it's the e-book, The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. Move over, Ponce de Leon. I have discovered the secrets to looking and feeling younger and better, longer than you ever thought possible. Right now, I've discovered them. 6 decades, 6.5 decades in research and development. It's up to you. The latest scams. First of all, take this number down. Thank you, ARP. Say this fast. The Fraud Fighter Hotline, 800-646-2283. The Fraud Fighter Hotline, 800-646-2283. Unfortunately, based on reports, it doesn't matter what your age is. You could be 18, you could be 108. We're losing $3 billion a year, but the true figure is many times higher because most of these crimes, yes, they are crimes, go unreported out of embarrassment. Don't let that be you. 800-646-2283. Oh, they're pros. They're pros. Charity scams. Do not contribute. But do little. No. No. Make donations directly to the organizations you want to support. Medical alarm scam. Pay up or face arrest scam. An 88-year-old in a nursing home got a call that said if she didn't pay the fine, she was going to be arrested because she didn't show up for jury duty. A nurse's aide walked by. The gal, Betsy, I think, handed her the phone, and the caller hung up. Public work scam, don't let anyone in your house. Gypsy scam, no, you don't need your driveway blacktopped and sealed. And a lottery. Honey, if you won the lottery, they're not going to ask you for a submission bill. They have to submit your entry. But you already won it? Oh, please. Please don't tell me. Call the police. Call a family member. Get involved. Our age is shaping the world. But I want that age to be alive, energetic. When you go onto my website, be sure and click on my cover story. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. So what risks have you taken in life? What challenges have you met face up? Have you climbed any mountains? Mount Everest? I see me sitting at the foothills of Kilimanjaro when I was in Africa, traversing the Masai Mara and the Serengeti. Did you ever want to do the dog sled across frozen terrain thousands of miles? Have you ever embraced getting a tattoo? Think before you ink. Why would anyone want to inject ink into their system? Have you heard about daredevil seniors? They're from London. Seniors spinning on benches, swinging from metal bars, and balancing off raised edges, all elements of a daredevil discipline known as park hour. It's one word. P-A-R-K-O-U-R. Google it. Are you ready for this? Oh, I can't believe it. Introducing free diving. Mermaid Dreams. There's a free diver in South Africa balancing on a tight wire rope underwater. Free diving is a sport where competitors plunge, sometimes lashed to weighted sleds, hundreds of feet below the ocean surface without supplemental air. They hold their breath for as long as 11 minutes. But I ask, why would they want to? Dozens, perhaps hundreds, of free divers are injured or die every year. There's a journalist who says, competing seems like a death wish. And he wrote a book about deep. The free divers that he meets in deep, free diving, and renegade science and what the ocean tells us about ourselves, insist that the opposite is true, that the human body is engineered to survive underwater through a phenomenon called mammalian dive reflex, or more lyrically, the master switch of life, the series of life-sustaining physiological reactions that trigger once we submerge. Well, honey, I ain't that risky. The deeper we dive, the more pronounced the reflexes become. That's what he writes. Eventually spurring a physical transformation that protects our organs from imploding under the immense underwater pressure and turns us into efficient deep-sea diving animals. How do you breathe? Well, it's a beautiful idea, but sorely tested by the realities competitors trying to outlast one another. He has seen numerous freedivers pulled to the surface, blacked out, their skin blue, blood streaming from their mouth, noses, and eyes. Rescuers slapping their faces and screaming, "Breathe! Breathe!" I have a feeling, he writes, that competitive freediving continued existence has a lot to do with the fact that the local authorities don't know what really goes on. The heart of the ocean. What's in it? How does it function? How we function within it? We'll never know unless you do the free diving and then let me know. Now tomorrow, remember, 11:30 to 12:30, quirky and uplifting. Yeah, it's all about you. Until tomorrow, remember to always be in your best elements. Au revoir.